ஒபிச்சுவரி ஸ்ரீமதி ரத்னம்மா நவரத்னம். இட் இஸ் வித் கிரேட் சேட்னஸ் தட் வி அனவுன்ஸ் தி பாசிங் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீமதி ரத்னம்மா நவரத்னம், பிலவுட் வைஃப் ஆஃப் தி லேட் மிஸ்டர் காசிப்பிள்ளை நவரத்னம். ஷி வாஸ் எ டிஸ்டிங்விஷ்டு ஸ்காலர் ஆன் சைவைட் ஹிந்து ஃபிலோசஃபி அண்ட் எ ஃபார்மர் Regional Director of Education, Jaffna, Sri Lanka. She passed away peacefully early in the morning on Sunday, June 13, 1993, at her niece's home in Oakville, Ontario, Canada. Srimati Ratnamma was the daughter of Sangarapillai and Katpagam Chellaya, a distinguished family known for its cultural background in Jaffna, Sri Lanka. She was born on November 6, 1910. She had a brilliant academic record, first at the Presidency College, Madras, then at Anomaly University, Madras, and later at the University of London, England. She was the principal of Jaffna Ramanathan Girls College from 1933 to 1943. The first Ceylonese to hold that position. She served with the Department of Education in various capacities until her retirement as the Jaffna Regional Director of Education in 1969. Srimati Ratnamma had traveled widely in India, the United Kingdom and Europe. She was a delegate to the Geneva Conference on International Understanding in 1951. Srimati Ratnamma was an active member in many educational and cultural organizations. She was a life member of the Royal Asiatic Society, Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, and co-founded Sivathundan Nilayam with her husband, Mr. Kasipulle Navaratnam, after they had come under the spiritual influence of Yogar Swami in Jaffna. Srimati Ratnamma was a prolific writer and authored nearly 20 books on various aspects of Saivite philosophy, beginning with A New Approach to Tiruvachakam, which was published by Anomaly University in 1951. She wrote several books on the works of Yoga Swami and finished her last work titled Call of Maha Shakti, Mother Divine, only days before her death. This book was dedicated to her beloved husband, who passed away last year. The book will be published by Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, India. Srimati Ratnamma spent the last few years of her life in Canada actively promoting Saiva Siddhanta philosophy. On behalf of the Hindu Temple Society of Canada, she gave popular discourses on Hindu traditions and practices on Vision TV. Her husband, Kasipulle Navaratnam, made his first visit to the Maharishi in 1935. After that, he continued to spend his annual leave at Sri Ramanashramam. After he was married, his wife naturally joined him on his visits to the ashram and consequently became an ardent devotee of the Maharishi. Srimati Ratnamma cherished her memories of Sri Ramana and held fast to his words as she continually searched to discover, who am I? She is survived by her sister, Mrs. Alagaratnam Devathasan, Oakville, Canada, and predeceased by her sisters, Mrs. Rasaratnam Veerasingham, Mrs. Tangaratnam Muthukumar, her brother, Mr. Chellaya Ture Rasasingham, and husband. She will lovingly be remembered by her nieces, nephews, and their children, and all those sincere seekers who were touched by her long life of service.